MVP, 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 MVP.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to EuroLeague and Friends. Today is a very special episode because the playoffs are about to begin. So this is the best part of the season. And because we have a very, very unique guest with us, one of the EuroLeague's biggest superstars. But, and I say us because I'm not alone. As you already know, my name is Vasiliki Karamouza, talking to you from Athens, Greece. And I have two amazing co-hosts with me. Let's take a look to Belgrade, Serbia, and say warm welcome to Alexandra Radivojevic. Alex, girl, are you excited about the playoffs?
Hello, Vasiliki. Yes, I'm so excited, not only because the playoffs are starting, but also because of our today's guest.
And let's take a look to Istanbul, Turkey, and say hello to the one and only Deniz Aksoy. Deniz, can you please introduce today's guest?
Of course, Vasiliki. We have the honor and the pleasure to welcome him in the EuroLeague and Friends podcast. So, the one and only Kendrick Nunn.
MVP, 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 MVP.
Kendrick, welcome and congratulations, the MVP of EuroLeague 2024-2025.
Thank you.
How does it feel right now that it's announced you are the MVP of the best league?
It feels great. I've had a great season, a lot of ups, a little bit of downs, but ultimately, great season so far, the regular season. Now the postseason starts, and we got another job to accomplish.
Kendrick, who comes to mind at this moment?
My family, to be honest. We're a long way from home, and they've been with me the entire step of the way, holding me down, supporting me every day during hard times, and they're definitely heavy on my mind now.
The first team was announced on Friday, so have you had that thought about being maybe the MVP of the regular season on your mind this weekend?
It wasn't on my mind. I saw the first team, second team, but I was in preparation for the first round of playoffs, to be honest, for the last like 4 days. So it caught me by surprise a little bit. But there's great energy in the building right now. So everyone's congratulating me and everything. So I was kind of in stealth mode with being serious the entire week. And they caught me with a smile today with the award. So I was happy about it.
So in 2 years, you have been champion, MVP, and become the biggest star of the EuroLeague. Looking back, is that what you expected when you joined PANA?
Yeah, that's what I expected, honestly. It honestly is. I mean, I kind of manifested it a little bit. I visualized it, I prayed on it, and it's just coming true.
And your teammates have been great, Kendrick. Like, you see how they reacted after the MVP was announced. And how is going to be the celebration look like? Are you going to have a team dinner? Is it going to be a party? How is it going to be?
I mean, we had a team dinner to end the regular season. And now we're gearing towards the playoffs. So unfortunately, it won't be any celebration for the MVP award. And hopefully we can celebrate when it's all done.
Just like last year, I assume. Yep.
Yeah, you could say that.
Right.
New challenge, but we definitely want to repeat.
So let's get back really quickly 15 years ago when you were in Chicago. If someone had told you back then that you would fall in love in Greece, I mean, I know how easy it is to fall in love with Athens and Greece, but that you will be dominating the EuroLeague and the whole competition, how would you react?
I probably wouldn't have believed them. At that time, let's say 15 years ago, I was visualizing and trying to manifest being one of the stars in the NBA. That was my dream. So if you told me I would have been here in Greece, I would have shut it down, and I told you no, I'd have been in the NBA. But I'm happy to be here and have the success, though.
We are happy too.
And when you talk about EuroLeague with your folks back in the U.S., how do you describe EuroLeague to them?
I tell them it's a different game. It's totally different game. It's like... I tell them it's a war zone.
It's a war zone?
In basketball terms. In basketball terms. You know that when you go to the NBA, it's more entertainment. You come watch. You bring friends, family to the game, things like that. It's a show. Right. Halftime shows are amazing, things like that. But here's more about the competition. It's more about the passion and actually trying to win the game. So it's more enjoyable this way. I'm a competitive person, and I think it fits me perfect, to be honest.
And fans say EuroLeague is different too, and fans are the reason for making that difference also. How do you see that?
Yeah, of course, the fans drive the league. Without the fans, the EuroLeague is not what it is today. And I tell people that all the time. That's a big reason why the EuroLeague is the way it is. It's passionate, competitive, and I have great players as well. But I think ultimately the fans around the Europe drives this league.
What about yourself, though? You have been in the NBA, you have been in the EuroLeague. What do you like the most, like, about the Kendrick in both situations?
I just like the grace that I have been at both leagues. Going into the NBA as a young, hungry player, I've had success there, obviously, but, and then I turned around, had to come to Europe. I could have had a decrease in my career, but I didn't take that route. I chose to continue to chase greatness, and that's sticking with my routine, having faith, and keeping my circle tight, and continue to go upwards in my career. So I'm just blessed to be able to have that come around full circle.
Would you say that you're like sort of a beacon? I think Lonnie Walker used that word for American players that maybe will think to come to EuroLeague, because if you ask some, they say, no, I'm going to stick here, play the G League and try to find a space in the NBA. But you chose a different route and it paid very well for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I am. And I mean, not only me, but let's say Shane, for example. Back when I was in the NBA, I was watching what Shane did here, and I was thinking, okay, there's some opportunity and possibility there. And he's an American coming over to Europe and having success. And then here comes me a couple years later to follow. I think it started off with Shane, to be honest. And then now I'm carrying the torch. It's a lot of American players that's come over this year that I've talked to and kind of convinced them to come over and just, you know what I'm saying, see for themselves. And I think as the years go on, you will definitely see more Americans coming over.
Oh, we want the names now. You have to reveal who the players are.
Easy. Gabriel. Wenye Gabriel was one of them. I was talking to him all last year. I'm like, bro, come over, bro. You got to try it. Because me and him had a connection back when we played in L.A. for the Lakers. And he made his move to Maccabi first, and then when a couple of our bigs went down, I was an advocate of getting them here.
And what's your favorite highlight of yourself, Kendrick? Like, what do you love the most about yourself?
I love the discipline that I have. Just every day, sticking to the routine, no matter how I feel. I signed up for it. I made an agreement with myself to have a strict routine, strict diet, things like that, strict schedule. And no matter how I feel when I wake up, whether it's I'm down about something or something going on with the family, relationship-wise, I kind of stick to it. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Let's take a look at a recent game of yours, the one against Monaco, one of your best performances in EuroLeague, 37 points with only 3 missed shots. You were mic'd up in that game, and you know the video was a big hit on EuroLeague's YouTube. Reached more than 100,000 views in just a week, which is huge. Did you have some time to watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you like it?
Of course.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good. It was a great video. I knew it would come out great. Just me being mic'd up, I knew it'd be a great thing.
But what I wanted to ask, of course, is what about your brief conversation with Coach Vasily Spanoulis? He said to you, "You're lucky that I don't play anymore." You want to respond?
Now, me and him had a little back and forth during the game, and I just kind of laughed off and said, I know. But I was more focused on my opponents, which is the guys I was going against at the time. So I really wasn't too zoned in on what he's saying.
We would love to see that one-on-one.
Everyone would, but I think I'd come out on top.
You're 100% sure that you would?
Yeah. What you mean?
We're talking to the MVP, Denise. What do you mean he has confidence over the roof right now?
I know, but I'm also curious, Vasiliki, like, what can surprise Kendrick Nunn when he's listening to himself during that, you know, that 40 minutes on the court, 37 points, and then what surprised you when you hear yourself, you know, your own voice?
Nothing surprised me.
Of course.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I needed to be a little bit more vocal. Just talking with my teammates, trying to get them in the right positions, giving them some confidence in real time. Just things like that. But I think I did the best I could. I was a little winded. If I talk too much, then I'll be gassed.
And would you repeat this experience again, mic'd up on the court? Maybe 45 points this time, maybe 50, I don't know.
I mean, we'll see. It'll definitely happen again, and we'll see the outcome.
Yeah, because you played so well when you were mic'd up. For sure, Euroleague should mic you up again.
Yeah, it'll happen. I'm sure it'll happen again.
Well, how important it is to show people that side of the game, those behind-the-scenes moments, you know, to get even more connected to the competition?
Yeah, I think that's huge. A lot of people don't really know what's going on the court, the conversations we're having, the dialogue we're having in real time. You don't know from a fan's perspective. You're a little bit too far, but in real time, we're yelling at each other. We're trying to connect. We're trying to execute things like that. So it's fun. It's just entertainment.
Now, let's take a look at your contract extension with Panathinaikos. 3 more years with the Greens until 2028. It came pretty early in the season. So can you tell us a little bit of, like, the whole process?
It was a good process. I mean, it'll be a long conversation about it. But I'm just excited that we were able to get it done. I'm just excited we're able to get that done.
Yeah, wait, I just saw that. Hold on, Kendrick, you got emotional when Vasiliki asked you that question. Why?
No,
you're like just looking all around.
No, it's just a lot of things that went into it. A lot of personal things that went into it, from a personal side and from a business side. And it took a while to get it done. It wasn't like a 1 day, 2 day thing where boom, snap in, I'm locked in, and you know what I'm saying, it was easy and smooth. It had a lot of decisions to go into it, things like that. Having to talk to my family, just things like that. It took a lot. It took a lot of brainstorming. It didn't happen in a week or two, you know what I'm saying? So it took some time for it to get it done. But I'm happy about it, made the right decision, and I'm happy. That's ultimately the goal for me, is to be happy in a place where I feel comfortable, confident, and ready to execute what I have planned.
And from outside, you know, I'm Turkish and I'm looking at, you know, your background right now. It's amazing. A new Oaka, a glass floor that I stepped in, by the way. It feels really like awesome. I felt like a celebrity, you know, while I was walking there. And EuroLeague stars there, a new Oaka again, like a glass floor, glory days ahead. Yeah. So how does it feel to be a part of this in EuroLeague with Panathinaikos?
It's fitting. Honestly, it's fitting. I think everything is lining up perfect for us. I couldn't ask for anything better. That was one of the decisions, one of the things that helped me make the decision. Like, look at the arena behind me. Like, it's the best in Europe. You know what I'm saying? We just got new locker rooms, the best in Europe. You know what I'm saying? So DBG is investing in this club for long term, not only in the players, but just the comfortability of the players having to be here every day. Like, I spend most of my day here. So this is home, essentially. So when I go home, I spend a little time there in my bed, but I spend most of my time here. So he made it real comfortable for us where we have no distractions. You feel good, you play good, you look good. So I really believe that.
Oh, you look good, you said?
Oh, yeah, that too, for sure, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, we got our jerseys are beautiful. Don't mind my hair done, but the jerseys are beautiful. They make sure that everything is well taken care of, and that's respectable.
Respect. Kendrick, how great it is to stay in the EuroLeague for a long time, or I would say, like, are you aware of the fact how big impact do you have on the competition, on the fan bases, the whole EuroLeague?
Yeah, I do. I'm aware. I'm definitely aware of it. And I don't try to think of too much of it. I just try to control what I can control. That's myself, sticking to my routine, things like that. And I'm chasing greatness. Like, I'm not chasing anything else. Like, I'm trying to be the best version of myself that I can be. And that just obviously elevates everything else, everyone else. And it's just a dream come true, man. I'm blessed to be in a position to motivate and inspire.
You said you're chasing greatness, and you took a lot of thinking before tying this 3-year contract extension, closing the door to the NBA. After all, was it a difficult and easy decision, like saying, I'm going to spend my most productive years here and maybe try to be, like, I don't know, one of the GOATs, like winning 2-3 EuroLeagues as much as I can, MVPs, whatever?
It wasn't an easy decision. Like I said, it wasn't because I truly feel like I'm in my prime years and my best basketball is to come. So, but that being said, you would think I would want to be in the NBA in the best league against the best players to have the more challenging thing. But ultimately, it's sometimes not always about that. It's a family environment here. I love everything that they're doing, the club is doing. They trust my decision-making and what I do, how I give confidence within the team and encourage everyone. And just being a leader, ultimately. I think it's much better for me to be a superstar here than ultimately being a role player in the NBA. That's what came down. That's what ultimately came down to help me make that decision.
But if you're a star in EuroLeague, you're a star in everywhere in the world. That's for sure.
Yeah, of course.
For sure. Never is not gonna be a you know, like a player that is a Kendrick Nunn. You are a Kendrick Nunn. You are the MVP of this season,
and this
is the best time of the season right now, because right before the playoffs, you received an award. You're going to play against Anadolu Efes right there in Oaxaca, the first two games. You have the home court advantage. So how does it feel right now in these days? Isn't it amazing to have this, you know, the spring is out there here, the sun is shining, and it's the playoffs?
It's the best time of the year. Like, I'll tell my teammates that, like, all the regular season is okay, but the fun starts now. The fun, the excitement, the passion is in the playoffs. And as a player, I wish every player can experience it. Unfortunately, not all can, but it's the best time of the year. Like, this is when you lace your boots up and get ready to roll. So I tell my guys, let's go.
Yeah, but Efes is in very good shape right now. Denise knows that the best. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
They will need to steal at least one win in Oaxaca, which is going to be very, very hard. How important will be to stay strong at home court, you know, and how can fans help?
Yeah, it won't be easy at all. They showed some character down the stretch. To be in a position that they're in right now. And that's just a testament to all the players and talent they have in that locker room. It won't be easy for us at all, even though we have the home court advantage. We know that they're going to come ready. And, I mean, I put on my players' minds yesterday before we practiced. I just had to remind them, like, last year we had home court advantage against Maccabi and we dropped game one.
Yeah.
And, like I said, it's not going to be easy. So we don't want to have that mistake again, but ultimately it's one game at a time. Like I said, one game at a time, and you just got to take care of what we have to.
You had a week of scouting FS, a few days off, like of games, so you better prepare yourselves. What is the most important thing? I think Argentina Daman stressed out the defense after the regular season ended. Is that the key point right now?
It's definitely a key point. You're looking at the Alfonso Fort Award winner, first league and MVP, but that's not enough to win a championship. It ultimately comes down to defense, and that's what wins championships.
And Kendrick, what about the predictions right now?
What about the other series? What do you think about, let's start with Fener against Paris?
I got Paris.
Why?
How many games?
That I don't know, but I have Paris.
Okay.
Monaco and Barcelona?
I got Monaco.
Okay. And last but not least, Olympiacos, Real Madrid.
And Olympiacos.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Very confident again.
You already lost your tooth in one of the games at some point of the season. Do you think that's a lucky charm for you? So you can be calm right now with that?
Yeah, but if I got to lose it again, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to lose it again.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
We can schedule the dentist already.
Yeah, I got him on speed dial, so I ain't worried about it.
We're sure you have him on speed dial by now.
Yes.
So, yeah, I know your time is very precious, and this is a very time-sensitive period. So thank you again for being with us, Kendrick.
Thank you.
It was a real pleasure having you. Congratulations. For the MVP award, hopefully we will see you in Abu Dhabi and
yes,
Final
yes.
Four. So good luck to you and your team.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Kendrick.
Thank you, Kendrick.
See you. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Was that the greatest episode we had so far, girl? What do you think?
Of course it was.
Of course.
We had the star of EuroLeague. We had the MVP of EuroLeague. So I think three of us were so lucky.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we're so appreciative to have you here with us. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast and the EuroLeague YouTube channel so that you don't miss any action. Follow EuroLeague on all social media platforms to stay in touch with the competition. And also remember that we are available on all audio platforms so you can listen to EuroLeague and Friends wherever that you are. This week there are two rivalry series games, Panathinaikos against FS game 1 on Tuesday and Fenerbahce against Paris game 2 on Thursday. Make sure to watch them and all the other games on EuroLeague TV. And we will see you all next time. The EuroLeague and Friends, as the competition goes, we go as well.
Thank you, Vasiliki. Thank you, Alex. And see you, girls.
Thank you, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.